Well, we have a wonderful testimony tonight, I think, to a body ministry, how the Lord can just reach around and use different people in different ways. It was just a wonderful thing to behold. And we have Michael and Shirley Yarder with us, and it's basically their testimony. A few of us had a bit part in it, and that we enjoyed. But what the devil wanted or meant for bad, the Lord meant for good and used it for good. And of course, we've got Michael Hare with us and Paul Reimel, and Vicki may join in too, and Brad Moyers doing the moderating. So I think we'll get started, and I think Michael Yarder wants to lead out here. Michael, welcome.
Hey, good evening. Well, I guess I'll just start with where I was. Shirley and I were in Walmart, and we were walking around doing some shopping, and Shirley went to another department for a minute or two, and I was standing still, and all of a sudden I just felt like I had a bunch of images running past me on my right side, and I kept trying to get them in my sight, and I couldn't quite get them in my sight. And then all of a sudden Shirley said something, and I started to respond, but something told me that if I said anything, if I made a sudden move, if I just did anything at all, I would go down on the floor. So I didn't say anything, and next thing I knew, I woke up. And after that, Shirley would have to tell you what happened after that, because I really wasn't aware of anything.
I'm very, very happy to have this opportunity to talk about God's grace and mercy and the strength that he gave me through all of this, because as Michael said, when he was standing there, he forgot to say that he told me he needed to sit down, and there's no way to describe the look on his face. It was horrifying. His eyes, it was just a very horrifying experience. I've never seen anyone look like that before. And later on, we found out that it was probably a grand mal seizure. And we looked on the internet at some people having grand mal seizures, and it looked exactly like what I saw. And but having never experienced that, it was very frightening. And I asked him a couple times if he needed to sit down, but he couldn't respond. And then the next thing I knew, he was falling to the floor, not a hard fall, but just kind of falling gradually down to the floor. And I grabbed him in my arms, and all I could say was, "Jesus, Jesus, Jesus." It was just really a difficult time, and it's amazing how your whole life can just change in a matter of minutes. Just a normal day, and then all of a sudden, something like this. And I know God had really prepared me for this over the last several years. The Lord told me not to have insurance, and Michael doesn't have any insurance, and I'm not saying that's for everyone. It just depends on the place that you're at in your faith, and it is a progressive thing. But I can see in hindsight how God prepared me for this. I was holding him, and this really very kind woman came up and put her coat under his head, and he went into just extreme contortions. Again, I've never seen anything like that. And the color went out of his face. He was just going through horrible contortions. And I was thinking, you know, with seizures, you're supposed to put something under their tongue. But all I knew to do was just pray, "Jesus, Jesus, Jesus." I couldn't even get out a prayer. But the Lord just gave me so much strength and so much peace through this. It's just incredible. I had a little phone book there, and I asked the woman to call a couple people, David Eales and Paul Rimmel, and someone had called 911, so the paramedics were there with the stretcher, and that was the challenging. As if this weren't challenging enough, this was a very challenging thing for me because the old Shirley would have wanted him whisked off to the hospital right then. But as I said, God was carrying me through this, and I think this is probably the most important part of the testimony, how God will just strengthen you in the midst of a crisis like this in ways you can't even imagine. And the paramedics came around, and there was a man kneeling down beside us as Michael was going through this, and he was kneeling there, and at one point I thought Michael had died. And I thought the man was a doctor because right away he started feeling for Michael's pulse, so I believe he must have thought that he had died at that point too. And but later I found out he was just a Walmart employee, but I thought he was a doctor at the time. And a lady was yelling, "Get him over on his side, get him over on his side," and we tried to do that. And then the paramedics tried to get his coat off to get some of his vital signs. But then the pressure came because they said, "Well, we need to take him to the hospital." And I said, "No, I have there's some people coming," and all I kept thinking was the cavalry's going to show up. And so my brothers and sisters in Christ, that's all I cared about. And Paul had mentioned later about body ministry, and it was truly body ministry. In hindsight, it was really very exciting the way everything worked together. But the paramedics were really putting on the pressure for me to let them put him on the stretcher. And I just had such peace. It wasn't even in the equation to do that. 2 years ago, that's probably, or I don't know how many years ago, that's probably what I would have said. But I knew I wasn't supposed to do that. And then Paul Rimmel finally showed up. And he came through all the people, of course, that were standing around, and he said something. I don't remember how he prayed exactly, but he very boldly prayed, "In the name of Jesus, I command you to be healed." And then he said for Michael to stand up, and later I thought, well, I was thinking, why do you want him to stand up? He's okay on the floor, but but they'll explain that in a minute. But it was just such, I felt such peace through it all. But at the same time, unless you've been through something like that and have seen this kind of thing happen, it is just horrifying. It wasn't just a matter of him passing out. He was going into all kinds of contortions and very wild eyed. His color was gone. And the paramedics, then one kneeled down and started asking him questions. Like, when he started to come out of it a little bit, then after Paul prayed, I believe it was after he prayed, maybe it was before, I can't remember, it was before, I guess, and he wasn't able to answer any of the questions, like, who's our president, what day is it, and totally, that was before Paul prayed, totally out of it. And they were, again, there was one paramedic that was very, very kind. And then after Paul prayed and he said, "Stand up, brother." And Michael stood up and someone had brought a wheelchair, and Michael had wet all over himself. I wasn't going to tell anybody that, but he said it was okay. And he right away wanted to get to a restroom, but he did settle down and got into a wheelchair. And the other paramedic came up to me, and he said, "Ma'am, he could be having a hemorrhage in his brain. He could die from this. In other words, you're being very, very foolish not allowing him to go to the hospital." But again, I had peace, and I said, "Well, we believe in divine healing." And I know it was the Holy Spirit talking through me, because the peace that passes all understanding, and I was able to say it with authority, and really, I meant it. I felt it. I felt the Lord telling me to say that. It wasn't something that I drummed up or tried to imagine ahead of time. It was just totally from the Lord. And then he sat down in the wheelchair, and he had to answer 15 questions for them to let him leave without medical assistance. And Paul, and by that time, then David Eels and Paul, I'm sorry, and Michael Hare, yeah, mm-hmm. Sorry, showed up, and they, of course, were praying, and Paul, we were praying for soundness of mind. Paul said it out loud. He, that was the beauty of it, all these people standing around, and I was able to get out the name of Jesus really loud, and Paul said, "In the name of Jesus," you know, there was a mm-hmm. lot of wonderful seeds being planted in those people that day, I believe, and God's mm-hmm. glory was really being shining forth in all of this. And they asked him these different questions, and at first he really couldn't answer them, but the paramedic that was asking him the questions was the kind one. And so he was real patient, and eventually Michael was able to answer most all the questions for him to be released. But he also asked him if he was also refusing medical attention, and he said yes. So that was a big relief to me there, and that he was in agreement. He really didn't remember anything until he got out in the parking lot. He signed a paper that said he was refusing medical assistance, but he did agree to them taking his vitals out at the ambulance. So we wheeled him out, and Vicky and I, Paul Rimmel's wife, Vicky, she held on to me, and then the dam burst. That's when I really started crying, because and just in awe of the miracle. And they took his vital signs, and they were normal. And but I think the main pressure was when that paramedic, he was really putting the pressure on me to send him to the hospital. His body language, more than even what he said, I could feel such a resistance there, and telling me, you know, that I really was foolish. But it's the foolish things of the world that confound the wise. So that he did remember seeing one person while he was sitting in the wheelchair. One person that he recognized, but other than that, he just didn't really remember anything until he went out in the parking lot. And there were some aftershocks for up to 2 weeks, and I had to stand in faith. He didn't really get his coloring back until after a week, and I could tell he was having some strange sensations, but I know the Lord healed him, and David Eels cast the spirit of epilepsy out of him on another occasion, and it's just incredible. that
well,
God.
Amen. It was a real
was
witness there to the folks there, to all the people standing around. It was an awesome witness to them, you know, to see
right.
people not just going with the flow, but talking in the name of Jesus and praying for him and all that. That was awesome, you know.
Right, right. So it happened so fast, but yet, you know, when you understand how God is sovereign and in everything, when you get, it's such a faith builder, because I just knew it was some kind of a test for all of us. And I just praise the Lord that he gave us the grace to flow with it.
Amen. Amen. It was for his glory, that's for sure.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. You know, when actually, I think you called Vicki, and then Vicki called us.
Uh-huh.
And talked to Michael Hare, and I was with Michael over east of here in the mountains when we got the call, and we were kind of headed in the opposite direction, and so we quickly turned around and started headed back towards Walmart. And I guess we got about maybe two-thirds of the way back, and I'd been praying and rebuking. We didn't know what it was, you know,
right.
whether it was a heart attack or whatever, you know, but I was praying and rebuking any spirit of infirmity, you know, that was upon Michael. And then at one time I saw him in my mind laying on the floor there in Walmart, and I just shouted out, Michael, get up. Michael, get up in the name of Jesus. And then the little picture in my mind went away, and it was like the Lord was saying, hey, it's the rest of it's taken care of. You don't have to worry about it. It's okay. Well, I didn't know what that meant, but he had Paul on the way. Paul was probably walking through the door, you know. Paul, you want to share that part?
Amen. Amen. Well, just like you said, brother, they contacted Vicki, and I just happened to be down at the cul-de-sac where a brother was cutting some wood, and I had my cell phone, and so Vicki called me up and told me what was going on concerning Michael. And so she came down there and got me, and then Vicki was talking to Brother David, and so we talked for a little bit. It takes only about 5 minutes from our house to get to Walmart, and so we finally got to Walmart, and we had cut it off with David. So David, you know, it's interesting how the body ministry thing really, I mean, it just, that means so much more to me than anything else, how the body just entered in and how the Holy Spirit orchestrated all this. Because we were seeing the gift of faith and healing and wisdom and knowledge in function through the Holy Spirit through us. And but anyway, as we were pulling up into Walmart, the ambulance was out there, and there was two guys there, and of course he was directing traffic, and he was trying to move us away, you know, moving everybody away. So we got up there, he was trying to move us away, so I just told Vicki, I'm going to get out right here. And so I just jumped out of the car, and this boldness kind of rose up in me, and I said, that's my brother in there. And they backed off, and they just pointed in that way, you know, in the direction that Michael was at. So I just went through the doors. And as I went through the door, somebody directed me, pointed their finger over there. And so when I came around some of the stands, I saw Michael, and there was a couple of paramedics right there. And I just said, that's my brother right there. And they moved out. It was like, wow, they just moved out of the way, you know. And so Michael was she was saying that distortion, you know, he was just out of there. He was just out. He didn't recognize who I was. He was kind of like moving on the ground, you know, and his back would just kind of lift off the ground just a little bit. But he was looking at me, and I asked him, I said, do you know who I am? And he just kind of looked at me, you know. He just shook his head no. So he's coherent in that way, you know, where he just said no. And so that's when I laid my hands on him and just commanded him to be healed. And I said some other things, too. I don't remember exactly all that I said. But about that time when I was praying, you know, loud, I got this word of knowledge. I didn't realize it was a word of knowledge at the time, but I kept getting this, Michael, get up. Michael, get up. And I think that's about the time when David Ills, about halfway there, was telling Mike to get up, you know, come, get up, Michael. And so you could see where the Lord was giving me a word of knowledge. And so I just said, Michael, get up. Michael, get up. I said it twice, and he got up. And then he started being a little bit coherent with me. He recognized who I was. And and then Shirley, just being, you know, the wife and all that, and be concerned about the husband, said, Michael, do you want to sit down or do you want? I said, no, he has to stay up to get out of here. And so Michael stayed up, you know, and then they were, you know, started asking him questions and all that. And it came to a point where they asked him for his phone number. Well, he couldn't remember his phone number, you know, and they're saying, well, you know, if he can't answer these questions, you know, we're going to have to take him to the hospital and all that. I said, well, let me pray for him, you know. So I prayed for him right real quick and just rebuked the spirit of confusion off of him and confessed that he had a sound mind in Christ Jesus, you know. And so he remembered his phone number. And about that time, they got a wheelchair and he sat down. And there were still a couple more questions, you know, that he hasn't answered. It got pretty close there, but we weren't there yet. And you know, the Bible talks about when you pray, you know, for healing for somebody, they shall recover. Well, see, Michael was in that process of recovering, you know. And so that's what was happening before our eyes. And so then we prayed again, you know, and that was concerning the address of his house and all that. And the guy that Shirley was talking about, the good guy, you know, he was really compassionate, and he really wanted Michael to answer all the questions. And so he remembered part of his street address. And he said, well, that's good enough for me. So they, you know, they passed it on. And so then we went outside and they did, I think, a blood test or something like that for Michael real quick. And the David Ills and Michael started praying for him and rebuking some things and rebuking a spirit of confusion off of Michael. And because they had already released him now. And so they were rebuking some things off of him. And so I went ahead and I took Michael home. But when we got in his truck, you know, I drove. And as soon as I got in the truck and Michael got in the truck, we started driving. All of a sudden, he started remembering things. He remembered what he did that morning. He started to remember what he did the night, because we had a meeting that night. And he remembered working with one of the brothers and all that. So he remembered his address and all that. So by the time, it took maybe about 15 minutes to get there. So he started remembering things as we got there. And, of course, everybody showed up there at his house. And we prayed for him a little bit more. But the thing about it was just, we just saw a miracle being demonstrated before our eyes. And we know, just like David Hills was saying, a lot of people got to hear the name of Jesus quite a few times. And seeing Michael, you know, recover and all that. And there was a couple of weeks there, you know, some signs of some things, but he ended up being recovered. And he can give you that testimony. But God was just really just doing a wonderful thing and bringing the unity of the body together and using different parts of the body to bring about the glory of the Lord, you know, to bring healing and deliverance to Michael. So praise God for that.
And he walked away from that emergency vehicle just as straight as you could walk, you know, just walked really well.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
If they'd have got a hold of him, he might have been in there still.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
That's what we've said. No telling what they would have done in the hospital.
Well, they do their best they can with
right.
the understanding that they have, which is, of course, walking by sight. But if you want a miracle, folks, you got to walk by faith. And you got to believe what you say. Jesus said, speak to the mountain and don't doubt in your heart that what you say will come to pass and you will have it. And he said, all things whatsoever you pray and ask for, believe you received them, that's past tense, and you shall have it, you know. This is the kind of faith the Lord wants us to have in these days, especially leading up to the time when we're about to go into the wilderness here. And folks are not going to have the help of doctors and medicine, and they'll just need the help of God. You know, think about it, folks. Some people are going to take the mark of the beast because they don't have any faith in God to heal and or to feed or to do miracles or whatever, you know. You're going to need to know the Lord. You don't need to be filled with the Holy Spirit where we're going. Any more folks want to share something about the testimony here before I get off into preaching here?
Well, I'll say something, David. This is Michael here. It was an awesome sight for me to see him recover so quickly after after the Lord had raised him up and Paul had prayed for him and we were all standing around there praying for him. It was and then to go out and they did all the vital signs on him and everything checked out fine. They couldn't find a thing in the world that was wrong with him. Mm-hmm. And then he got up and then walked straight as he could back to the truck. And then by the time that we got back to his house, which was, I don't know, 10 minutes later, whatever, from the ambulance, he was coherent and everything was okay. I mean, it was just like it was a miracle, actually.
Yep. Amen. It was awesome. Thank you, Father.
Well, I really never had a clue on what was going on until Paul and I was walking back to the truck, so... it was really uneventful for me, but I know definitely that God was involved.
Yeah, amen. Amen. We thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You bore this curse upon yourself, and you proved yourself mighty, and we just give thanks unto you, O Lord. We thank you, Lord, for giving us faith, and we praise you, Lord. It all comes from you, Lord. It's all by grace, Lord. And no man can take credit for what you do, Lord. We just praise you for it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.